Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 30th of October. I'm Paul White. Listen, tomorrow will be the essay edition. We will be discussing, well, I don't give you previews. I'm never on the essay edition, do I? I'm always excited about it. Sometimes the essay edition is one of those things that I labor over all month. Sometimes it's one of those things that just makes sense the day I write it, and sometimes it almost writes itself. This is the latter. It made sense the day I wrote it. It almost wrote itself. It was one that I've done a lot of battling inside over, but decided to put on paper. And so, of course, we'll see. I think you're going to enjoy it. I enjoyed the writing of it and the recording of it. And something I sometimes fail to remind you guys of, if you like written versions of these things, these are always available on my website, paulwhiteministries.com. is the only place you can find the written DDP essay edition. So if you like to read as much as you like to follow along, otherwise, final day of each month, we do that essay edition. So that is tomorrow. And then on the 1st of November, which is Friday, we'll jump right back into our text, which is where we are today, 1 Corinthians 11. And I'll, over the course of Friday and Saturday's podcast, I'll tell you what's coming up on Sunday, as we try to always keep you abreast of what's airing on our YouTube channel and our other audio platforms. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11, we've been talking about the 24th and 25th verses, this "Do in Remembrance of Me." Yesterday we dealt with that, the idea about as a memorial of who he is or what he did. I told you there's another way I like to look at this, and I realize that the text is not written in English. It's written in Greek, but it's translated into English. And in the English, when we use the word remember, we're talking about putting something to memory, something that has been in our memory, and making it a re-memory. So that memory is in the past. It's what we had. It's what we did. It's what we experienced. To remember is to take that memory and bring it back into the present. So when we memorialize someone, we're taking the memories we have of them, bringing them into the present. That is really what remembrance is, even sort of in the Greek. But when you think of it in English terms of how we use the word, then I like to think of remember as two phrases, to re and then member back together. So if the members of who he is, his body and his blood, that's his members. Let's reassemble the members in communion. And in effect, it's kind of what we're doing in communion. We're reassembling the members of his body. And I mean his literal body, not the body of Christ. We're reassembling the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus. His body, when we say his body broken for us, what do we mean? Well, we mean that his body was literally torn apart at the cross, and that it was done on our behalf. And it didn't look like that at first. First generation, they didn't see Jesus hanging on the cross that day at Calvary and think, look, he's doing that for me. That was a revelation, I think, that had to come through the resurrection. Only when he resurrects, they realize, oh, wait, his death meant something. It didn't mean what we were told it meant, because what they were told that it meant was, he's cursed of God, he's blasphemed God, he deserves to die, he's a stranger and a vagabond, and you shouldn't follow him, and you guys are losers. And that message of the cross sort of kept popping back up in that first generation, I think. And that's why Paul's redemption of the cross in 1 Corinthians 1 is such an important theological point. You're not only reassembling, remembering, re-putting back together his body, but also his blood, which was shed for the remission of sins, and by his own admission is the blood of a new covenant. So it's sort of as if you're putting the blood back in him and seeing him then as the source of a new covenant, that his blood was shed on behalf of you and I, that we receive what he has done on our behalf. So when Paul writes, and he's writing it as Jesus related to him, "This is my body broken for you, do in remembrance of me. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Think of it in terms, and I like to do this when I take communion, when I partake in communion, is I like to think of the body I'm about to eat and the blood I'm about to drink, the bread and the wine, whatever elements you use. I don't personally think the elements are all that important. It's what the elements mean that are important. I like to think of the resurrection brought him back together, and I'm honoring that back together Jesus. The new covenant is the blood fulfilled. I like to think of that new covenant. So what does a resurrected Jesus mean to my situation? What does a new covenant mean to my situation? And so that is the art of, and art's probably the wrong word, but I, you know, maybe it works, the art of remembering him, of putting him back together. And this becomes then more than snack time, more than just, you know, we're going to take communion and I want everybody to think about Jesus and I want you to think about what he, you know, I want you to think about the fact that he died for you. Those are good things. I don't mean to make them sound as if they're not important, but it becomes more than a simple rehash. It becomes an activity in which you are involved by putting him back together, by seeing the reasons why his body was broken, by seeing what his blood has paid for on your behalf. 26, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. I think the "as often" gives you a permission, and that is to partake of communion whenever you want to. You know, it's not as little, it's as often. And we should be partaking of it. Personally, I don't put any limits on it. I think you should take communion whenever you want to. That's the privilege that you have because you're part of the body of Christ, and you're a recipient of the new covenant. To proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. I'm going to deal tomorrow with some interpretations of this text and give you what I believe Paul is saying. But I want to look at multiple sides to this, which we're quite fond of doing, as you know. Tomorrow we'll do that. Tomorrow's essay edition, and then on the 1st of November, we'll get started with that latter part of 11:26. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.